This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're telling me Biden staffers, campaign staffers, they all want to sort of get out of Dodge at this point? That's what we're finding out about. Another U.S. education official also resigns over Biden's Israel-Gaza policy. To me, folks, it looks like things aren't going so well. That's just my observation for the Biden administration and the Biden campaign. But welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition of the show, and we're glad to be here. We're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. It was great to talk with John last hour. Great to get a direct message from Wally as well. You can head over to my home website, by the way, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning that we can address here on the broadcast. And welcome to everybody, by the way, listening on AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. Also listening on AM 930, and everybody listening along the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN, working very hard for the program, and we certainly appreciate it. They, of course, distribute the show out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there in radio land, and we're glad that they're there as well. And folks, we have so much to tell you about, so much to talk about on the program this morning. It is just going to be chock full. It's just going to be chock full. We've got the Epstein release here. We've got, we talked a little bit about that first hour. We've got the possible impeachment now of Alejandro Mayorkas, all under the auspices of, well, wait a minute, you're not enforcing the law. We've got this sort of exodus that may be happening with Joe Biden and some of his staffers, campaign people as well. And all this, you know, it all focuses on what's happening in Israel. And I mean, I just go down the list here. We have so many things to tell you about. And later on, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Got some questions for her about some of these F-16 fighters that might need replacing here sooner than later for if they're used in Ukraine. We've also got, of course, everything happening in the Red Sea. Stuff that's happening in the Red Sea, my friends, is very, very volatile. It goes beyond, yes, the Houthis, that's the primary problem, but in the aftermath of the Houthis attacking these vessels and firing these missiles and continuing to create this kind of havoc and uncertainty and real danger, you've got different entities, of course, bringing their ships and bringing their, some of their forces into the Red Sea, and that causes it raises the likelihood that there can be a miscalculation of sorts. You know, in any kind of theater like that, something can go wrong in a heartbeat, even as a result of a mistake, and then you're off to the races. And of course, this issue with shipping in that area, of course, you know, is going to affect oil prices. Some say they could jump as much as 15%. So, folks, like I said, we've got a lot to talk about on the program this morning, but we do have our lines lighting up as well, so let's go over to Marion St. Pete. I think she might have something to say this morning. Good morning, Marion St. Pete. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, Happy New Year and good morning.
Happy New Year.
I wanted to bring attention to something I read, and I think a lot of this is going on that nobody's talking about or bringing to light unless you get into the Internet, nowhere to go. Another lawsuit win against the corrupt Wisconsin Election Commission, this time in the Second District Court of Appeals. Congratulations to Ron Hewer and team with him writing this District 2 Court of Appeals of December 27th. See it here, and that's where you read it. Ruling in our favor is so rewarding. Court of Appeals decision dated and filed December 27th, 23. And I tell you, I'm seeing these little court cases won all over the place against election fraud. And I got to tell you, I think a lot of it's going on that nobody knows about. I don't know why they're not putting these kind of cases out or where you find them, but I think they're going on to prove that that election was fraudulent. For anybody who's still interested in that. And I think it's really important to know that. So I don't know if you're aware of that, but if I see any more, I'll try to get it to you and let you know about it, because I think it's pretty important that those are going on.
Well, we appreciate it very much. Absolutely, Mary. We sure do.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, Mary in St. Pete. Well, yeah, I'm sure every little bit adds up. And you know, you don't want fraud in your election system. It's going to exist. That is the reality of the situation. And many times you have to be able to overcome that fraud. And you win it, you know, almost just like you'd win any other kind of quote unquote war or battle. And that is by attrition. And if you can overwhelm the fraud that will exist with attrition of so many people mobilizing, going out and voting, you have at least a better chance of that. Now, of course, you know, what different shenanigans that went on in 2020, we're more aware of them now. It's easier to sort of guard against it or to call it out or to expose it. But there's going to be something else, obviously, that'll happen. But I do think it's going to be a combination of things. You know, the Democrats know that they have a bad candidate. You know, Hillary was a bad candidate, by the way. And I think you'd think the Democrats would learn their lesson with something like that. Joe Biden got to in a confluence of events and so forth. But at the same time, trying to go into this election and saying, well, we're just going to go head to head at this point with Donald Trump, who's the presumed nominee, of course, we're just going to go head to head and try to go out and win this thing. They know, the Democrats know for sure, they can't go out and just win this thing. So I'm sure that there will be huge attempts at fraud, but also there's going to be sort of the focusing on the one issues. Just like we saw in the midterms should have turned out much differently than they did. But I do believe that they will try to focus on one issue and try to set something like that up. Because if anything, the Democrats are good at doing that, even if it's for worse, right? Even if it's for worse, they are successful at that. So we have to be very careful. Thanks again to Marion St. Pete. We appreciate the info. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. We have a lot more to talk about. 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Funk going on this morning, and I gotta tell you, you know, by the way, folks, if you have young ones, if you have kids in school, especially like middle school or even elementary school, maybe high school, I'm thinking it could be high school as well, do they have a Stanley Cup? Do they have a Stanley Cup? It's these water bottles, these water cups. And they're kind of giant, and they're all the rage, and everybody has them. Well, I saw something earlier today that said, well, Stanley Cups may be supplanted by the Owala water bottle. It's starting to become more popular. So, you know, and by the way, I know a lot of parents, they had to go find these things, and sometimes they weren't easy to find, and they're not cheap. And then, so now, if there's another water bottle that's going to become the cool water bottle, I don't know. Some parents may just throw up their hands, but, you know, you don't want to send your kid to school with some other kind of water bottle that's not cool at that point. But actually, though, I think the Stanley Cups are pretty cool, and they're pretty great. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program this morning. Thursday edition is here, and we're in January already. I just can't believe it. I just can't. But I was talking with a friend of mine earlier today. We were talking about January, and it's got a feel to it, right? January has a feel to it, sometimes more so than other months, only because you got that sort of blank slate, you got that possibility. that's out there. And that's what I'm excited about. You know, we see a lot of these things happening around the world, and they're incredibly concerning events. You know, there's things happening around our own nation. We continue to see all kinds of division, all kinds of things like that. But I don't know. I don't want to wallow in it. I want to be positive, and I want to pass that on as best I can through the airwaves to you says, hey, you know, it's January. January is all about possibilities, at least in my mind, and it always has been. And I'm hoping that this January is going to lead in to a much better year, literally for everybody. And I don't want to wax, you know, sentimental or philosophical here. Just suffice it to say that, you know, these things that we're seeing, things that we're worried about, you know, things are going to work out. I have a feeling they will, because number one, I think you're going to have an even a different kind of confluence of events these days as we go through this year, this election. Because, again, people can sense, they know what's happening. They understand what the Biden administration has really been about. Yes, they can. They, you know, and Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, she can try to check off all the boxes. She can try to make it appear that, you know, all these things we've done and we did this and these darn Republicans, they won't help us and all this other kind of stuff. And she can say that till the cows come home, right? But it's not going to break through because it's not based in something tangible, something that people can say, yeah, okay, yeah, she's right. Because, you know, all these people, they just can't be wrong. Now, you're going to have some of the base. There's no doubt about that. You're going to have some of the base that's going to be, you know, no matter what, they just think that, you know, the Democrat administration just hung the moon. It's all good. And nobody will ever tell them any different. And they probably love to sit there and explain it to you, right? But generally speaking, and this is going to include Democrats across the highways and byways. And they understand and they know. And so whereas people might not agree 100% on all things, nobody does, by the way, they may not agree 100% on all things, but I think they'll agree on the most crucial things about where people's lives are going and what's happening. I think it's really important. U.S. education official resigns over Biden's Israel-Gaza policy. A senior official in the U.S. Education Department stepped down on Wednesday, citing President Joe Biden's handling of the conflict in Gaza, the latest sign of dissent in the administration as deaths continue to grow in the war. Also on Wednesday, 17 Biden re-election campaign staffers issued a warning in an anonymous letter that Biden could lose voters over the issue. Now, and that I don't disagree. I don't disbelieve that. I'm sure Biden can lose voters over the issue, you know, because it's not monolithic for one thing. But this is one of those things, and this is, you know, they always say presidents are tested. You know, no matter what, you know, presidents get these tests and so forth. And those tests don't necessarily have to be some adversary, you know, raising an army and causing havoc and this kind of thing. It doesn't necessarily have to be that. A test for a president could be, what do you do when so many seem to be going down the wrong track and they are trying to pull you off the track and, you know, because they have a particular viewpoint, agenda, whatever it might be, and any president, not just Joe Biden in this particular case, but any president in this kind of situation, that's the chance, that's the time, that's the opportunity to lead, to say, look, this is why, you know, and again, not trying to fall under the heading of trying to explain it to people, but be resolute. You know, show by your actions and show by your resoluteness, as that, if that's a word, maybe you just invented a word, that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And, you know, if you're going to lose voters over something that, you know, is a misconception, that's a sad thing. But, you know, it's like they say, if you're going to be damned for what you really are. Right. And that, you know, I've actually seen that applied in my own life, not all that long ago. But if you're going to be damned for what you really are. And if you're going to support Israel, for example, in cleaning out Hamas, well then, you know, don't try to walk on eggshells about the whole thing, right? You have to lead. You have to show why, and at the same time, when you have people sort of protesting and they're upset, but they're upset, why? Because they just gloss over, I should say, they gloss over the whole thing that Hamas actually did the attack. And to respond to that attack is well within Israel's rights, and even going outside of Gaza to do it for these different Hamas, quote-unquote, the leadership, you know, the Hamas officials today said. Hamas has officials. See, even these kinds of words, they water down what a terrorist organization is really all about and what a terrorist organization actually means, right? And so, you know, to say Hamas officials today, well, Hamas terror leaders or Hamas terror group members, maybe that's a better way of putting that kind of thing. But these 17 Biden re-election campaign staffers said he could lose voters. Tariq Habash, special assistant in the Education Department's Office of Planning, Evaluation, and Policy Development, in a letter to the Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, said, "I cannot stay silent as this administration turns a blind eye to the atrocities committed against innocent Palestinian lives, in which leading human rights experts have called a genocidal campaign by the Israeli government," quote unquote. You know, and by the way, does anybody want to have a genocidal campaign be waged by anybody? Well, of course not. Do we abhor the loss of life of civilians? Of course. But what's always absent with these kinds of things seems to be the notion that Hamas, number one, perpetrated this war to begin with. They want a constant state of war. They're not looking for a ceasefire or a peace agreement or a double state system or anything like that. You know, all those are just red herrings, you know, and it's been proven to be that. I'm not trying to be sarcastic or be facetious about it, but they truly have been shown to be red herrings, because these terror organizations have no desire to have a double, you know, two-state system or this kind of stuff. And they do want a constant state of war. But they've also put their people, the people they're supposedly supposed to govern and protect, never mind the idea that they've never tried to create an atmosphere where the people can actually prosper. They actually want them to be fodder. That's evil. Okay, I'm just going to say it for what it is. That's just evil. We've seen this now since October 7th in this latest go-round. Well, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back for the bottom of the hour segment right after the bottom of the hour break. We'll pay a couple of bills for the program, and we're going to see you right on the other side. Kyle Warren with you.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Maine's Secretary of State says she remains focused despite recent reporting about death threats made against her.
We have received threatening communications Those are unacceptable.
This comes in the wake of her decision to drop former President Trump from that state's GOP primary ballot. While speaking to CNN over the weekend, Shanna Bellows said she intends to adhere to the process. A Georgetown University professor and longtime CIA analyst is claiming many in the U.S. intelligence community will be working against Republicans in the coming election cycle. Dr. John Gentry is also pushing his new book titled Neutering the CIA. He said if former President Trump becomes the GOP nominee, government intel operatives are likely to be working overtime to achieve his defeat in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Slump continues on Wall Street.
Stocks fell again as Wall Street slow start to 2024 carried into a second day. The S&P 500 lost 0.8% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.8%, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 1.2%. Some of last year's biggest winners again weakened. Tesla fell 4%. Treasury yields largely eased after reports showed a slowing economy, which economists hope will keep a lid on inflation but stop short of a recession. The minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting indicated rate cuts are likely this year, but called the outlook unusually uncertain.
So glad to be living in the USA. And
Ford's recalling more than 112,000 pickup trucks over concerns the vehicles will not stay in park. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says damaged axle hubs can result in a vehicle rollaway when the vehicle's in park without the parking brake applied or cause a loss of drive power. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And as like I said, have been saying, no shortage of stuff to talk about. Get this. This from Breitbart, everybody. U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia advised counsels in the Smith's criminal case against Trump to be prepared during a previously scheduled January 9th oral arguments to address issues raised in briefs filed by amicus curiae. And I believe there was an amicus brief filed by attorneys, former Attorney General Ed Meese, arguing that Jack Smith's appointment as special counsel by U.S. Attorney Merrick Garland is unconstitutional. And so the court must reject his prosecution against Trump. You know, this has been brought up before. And it seems like, well, wait a minute, you know, they're supposed to go outside or something like this. Meese, joined by Stephen Calabresi, the co-chairman of the Federalist Society, and Gary Lawson, a prominent constitutional law professor, argues essentially that Garland improperly appointed Smith to an office that does not exist, with authority Garland does not possess. Again, this from the Breitbart article. Trump shared a Breitbart News article on the brief firing off on Smith's appointment on Truth Social. It's, quote, Biden's flunky deranged Jack Smith. Should go to hell, he says, Trump wrote. Here we go. Smith had sought to expedite his case against Trump for allegedly seeking to overturn the 2020 election in order to convict the former president before the 2024 presidential election takes place. But in a victory for Trump, the U.S. Supreme Court declined Smith's request for a quick review of Trump's case for presidential immunity. The case will now go through the normal process in the appeals court and likely make its way to the Supreme Court from there. But first, as suggested by the appeals court announcement, Smith's appointment itself might have to survive. Well, this is quite interesting because I think that would put everything, if not turn it off altogether, it would certainly put it back to square one. The DOJ is going to continue on doing its merry way, of course, but this is quite interesting because I will tell you this, and we don't know how this is all going to get adjudicated yet. We don't know what the end really is going to be because it could be anything. And that's all part and parcel, by the way, of going to court for anything. It's hardly ever really a slam dunk. Things can go either way. So you never know. You hope it goes a certain way. You make an argument that it goes a certain way, but again, you never know. But at least in this case, it looks like, you know, they might have done something improper. And if that really is the case, you could bet your bottom dollar that if this had anything to do with, trying to prosecute a former Democrat president who came back trying to run again and just all this, exactly the same situation, just make it a Democrat. Well, then it would be, well, wait a second. This was an improper appointment. And you'd hear all this stuff on media and in the news and so forth. It's often something you can apply quite generally in many cases. Just reverse it. And then you'll say, oh, well, wait a minute. If this was just reversed, it would be a whole different story. No doubt about that. Again, the case is going to go through the normal process. The amicus or friend of court brief filed by Meese, Calabresi, and Lawson argues that Smith lacks authority to represent the United States because the office he holds has not been created by Congress and his appointment violates the appointment clause of the Constitution. They argue that only Congress can create federal offices such as Smith currently holds, which Congress has not done. The Constitution created the offices of President and Vice President while giving Congress the sole authority to create additional offices, making clear those offices must be established by law. While Congress previously passed a law to authorize a similar position called independent counsel, the statute expired in 1999. The attorneys argue Garland cannot hire a mere employee to perform tasks that Congress has not authorized. Only an officer can hold such a significant level of authority. By law, Congress gave the Department of Justice certain powers when creating it, yet it authorized no office with the extensive powers of a U.S. attorney, a position requiring Senate confirmation that Garland has given Smith. So that's, you know, I mean, again, this is what the law is all about. You make arguments and you bring your case. And you try to base it as much as you possibly can on established law, established precedent, established decisions, things, these kinds of things, and sometimes just a plain reading of it. But even so, do you see how messed up it can get with the whole thing about the 14th Amendment, Section 3? If you take a plain reading of it, and people are just roaring by that too, okay? Because, well, it's shall have, if I recall correctly, I don't have it right in front of me, but shall have engaged in insurrection. Well, but then insurrection is just then a matter of opinion. And you can say, well, it's, you know, they did an insurrection. That person, oh, that was insurrection. Well, what about what this other person did? Well, that's not insurrection, you know, this, and it's just a matter of opinion. And so it needs to be settled. And so a plain reading of the 14th Amendment, Section 3, as plain reading of that would hopefully put a lot of this stuff to rest, but it doesn't. And that's why you have to go through this whole process. Sometimes it's arduous. Well, we got Marion St. Pete giving us a call back. Good morning again, Marion St. Pete. Do you have some additional information for us this morning?
I do, and I'm glad that you quoted out Breitbart, because that's a pretty good source to read. And I know you're probably old enough to remember when Andrew Breitbart, who started Breitbart, actually jumped in front of the podium before, I forgot who was going to give a speech, George F. Bush, and exposed one of those guys, maybe Clinton, one of these up-and-coming young senators who look great from South Carolina, North Carolina, wherever, the guy that got the $400 haircut, which everybody was raving about, because he was having an affair with his photographer, and yet his wife, and I think they had four kids together, had breast cancer at that time. So and Andrew Breitbart was that man who jumped in front of the podium, and looking back on it, I really couldn't tell you if that was staged or not, but I will tell you that Andrew Breitbart died of a, quote, early heart attack, and you have to look behind the meaning of those words. And that's what happened. So Breitbart and Steve Bannon has continued on with Breitbart. So I do think that's a pretty good source to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for bringing him up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Appreciate it. Again, Marion St. Pete, and we always appreciate her telephone calls here to the program. And, of course, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to opine or come in and chime in this morning here on the show. In the next segment, by the way, we're going to do our second Traveler Report, and then we've got another great song, by the way, lined up, as always, this morning. And then we'll be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, just a little before the top of the hour. And she'll be with us, of course, throughout most of the next hour as well. But this whole thing with Jack Smith, you know, it would be interesting to reverse it, because you would then find that there would be this groundswell of support out there. How could they do this, you know, to, you know, President so-and-so? He was a good president, and now they're just, this is all just a witch hunt, and they're trying to do this to this person, and all they want to do is help America, and it would be quite a thing to witness. But nevertheless, and it's interesting, too, because part of what this article was talking about, the idea, well, his whole point, Smith's point, his whole mission is to get Donald Trump convicted before the election, and you can't throw a monkey wrench into it like that. Now, can you? Where's the fun in that? I'm sure Jack Smith would probably think. But having this, any kind of conviction, and there's other stuff going on with these other trials as well, I think it does beg the question, does that help Donald Trump? Does it hurt Donald Trump? No matter what, Donald Trump is going to be able to come out and say, you know, this is, again, just another example of how they're trying to get to me in order to stop you, and certainly trying to take him off the ballot. That's one of the ultimate expressions of that. But all this, he can argue, right? And in some ways, very successfully, that they're out to get him. Well, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back right after this. Kyle Warren with you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in the
You're listening to Kyle Warren. It's a hard mind, been broke a thousand times, each time you
break away. I feel you're going to stay. No, you're not. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, Thursday edition. And we're having a great time on the program this morning. We're having a lot of fun. And January is here, as I was saying earlier, and this is the first week in January, first programs for the year, and I just think we're having a blast. Talking about having a blast, it is now time for our second Trucker Traveler Report of the morning. And if you're new to the program, we always have a great song lined up. This helps our truckers, our travelers, our workers, whatever you're doing out there this morning. We keep you up, we keep you going, we keep you pumped. And it's our great pleasure, it's our privilege, and our sacred duty as well in order to provide this public service for you. And I can think of no better way than perhaps with a little Kenny Loggins this morning. Nobody heard about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
It's your
Well, all I can say is every time I hear this song, I think about Mr. Gofair. You know, out of that whole movie, Caddyshack, everybody remembers the gopher. And the gopher was stole the show. And that's why they always, and you know, this is why the actors always say, never work with animals. Right? Never work with animals. They'll always steal the scene. And yes, I know, the gopher wasn't real. The gopher was not real. But the gopher was a puppet, but the gopher stole the movie. And probably one of my favorite scenes out of Caddyshack is the where they're having the dinner and in the country club, and the band is playing some, you know, sort of dinner music type stuff, and Mr. Gofair is out there, and he's just kind of slowly kind of dancing to the music, you know, as he's listening. He's just enjoying life, you know. And I don't know, maybe we should all be a little bit more like Mr. Gofair. All right, welcome back to everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And I told you we're having fun on the program this morning. But what's not fun is this huge swath of dense fog advisories that we have going on down through the middle of the country this morning. Going to start in the southeast corner of Montana, head down through most of western South Dakota, most of Nebraska, most of Kansas, down through the western part of Oklahoma, and down through Texas, down towards, looks like, down through Midland and Lubbock, and then even on down towards the border with Mexico near Sanderson. So be careful out there if that's where you're heading through that, just, you know, bisecting the country this morning. Be very careful. We continue to see winter storm warnings in northeastern New Mexico, winter weather advisory in northwestern New Mexico. And then also we've got winter weather advisories through parts of Arizona, freeze warning around Tucson. Taking a look at the precipitation again, we do have a little bit of rain and snow coming across Interstate 40, which is historic Route 66. This is going to be just east of Flagstaff if you're heading through Arizona this morning. A little bit of snow that's going to be northeast of Albuquerque right now that could impact you. And then down east of Tucson, we've got some snow in the Wilcox area on I-10. Pardon me, some rain coming across the interstate there. Our friends in Seattle and Portland, looks like you're getting some rain right now down Interstate 5 from Portland down towards Eugene. So the Marine is getting some rain showers right now. Lots of rain off the eastern coast right now, Virginia Beach, but it looks like it's kind of moving out, at least from where it was on the radar last hour. But we still got rain in Virginia Beach. Down to Jacksonville looks like it's cleared out. Wilmington looks like it's cleared out as well. So that's some good news. Still rain to the north and south of Jacksonville right now in Florida. And then down on the east coast of Florida, Ormond Beach, and a place called Deltona, looks like you're getting maybe some moderate to heavy rain going on right now. So do be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. And by the way, if you have a great song suggestion, a request for the Trucker Traveler Report, be sure to head on over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can let us know by sending us a direct message if there's a particular song that you'd like to hear in the mornings. Again, it's our great privilege, our solemn duty to sort of keep you going through the overnights in America. And speaking of keeping going, of course, we've got Denise Simon here, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And Denise, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, the list is out. They made the list. Sorta. They checked it twice. You're right, sort of. But, I mean, are there any bombshells at this point?
Well, there's one in there that's kind of interesting to me. Well, actually, it wasn't in the documents that were released yesterday. It was in the flight logs. And I've had the flight logs for quite some time, and they're hard to read. But yesterday, I kind of went through them, and I actually found Chuck Schumer.
Okay.
1996, where he was on the plane going from PBI, which I'm guessing is Palm Beach International, to Teterboro. So maybe that's the reason he was so standoffish in releasing anything, although flight logs, you know, have been out there for a while. But it's most of it's really designed as testimony. It's not like you're going to go down a list and these are all the names. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
There's motions in here, there's filings, and there's testimonies and that kind of thing. So you have to work it real hard. But no surprises. And not everything is nefarious. Not every name has an attachment of something disgusting or nefarious attached to it. That doesn't mean that it didn't happen. It doesn't mean that it did happen. I'm just saying that this is a man, if we have to, you know, as I said yesterday, we're trying necessarily to be fair. This is a man that really traveled in high cotton, people of globally.
Big time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, exactly. And then there were some, of course, the big quote that's getting all the coverage right now is the statement about Bill Clinton that is purported to have been made.
Yeah, that he likes him young.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the most salacious, it would seem, so far of what this entails. But it looks like the Clinton office or whatever, they didn't try to stop this release in any way, is from what we understand.
Well, you know, what's in here regarding Clinton is certainly not matching what he has put out in the press. His office is now not responding to anything.
Very interesting. Well, yeah, maybe, exactly. Maybe they should. Yeah, they should have done something. All right. Stay right there, Denise. We're heading up to the top of the hour. Folks, stay with us. We'll hear the top of the hour news. And then we're going to come right back with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.